Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking crazy Thanksgiving numbers.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
All right, so it is Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, yes.
I know this is a day that we love. We love to eat and make a lot of food
right.
As well.
Well, there's nothing else about this holiday, right, other than eating, right?
Well, now they're shopping.
Oh, well, the shopping and eating, right? Right. We forgot the whole giving thanks kind of thing.
Oh, yes. We actually do have to give thanks.
Yes.
So what are some of the things you're thankful for this year?
I'm thankful for Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Does that work?
Or? I'm not sure those are things to be thankful for, unless you score some amazing deals.
I'm thankful we're going to watch Thanksgiving Charlie Brown right after this.
Yeah. And brand new Hallmark movie is going to be premiering.
And all the Christmas movies are on right now, too. I mean, Elf's on as we speak, so.
So that's a good day, right?
Yes,
so
that's always a good day.
Those are better things to be thankful for than, housing and food and.
Yeah, it's like hanging out with your old friend Buddy the Elf. Yes. Yes. Well, what are you thankful for?
Well, I'm thankful for all those things too, of course. I'm thankful for all the podcast listeners.
Yes, absolutely. Around the world, no less.
Yes, around the world. I think that's so cool, that there are podcast listeners in Botswana and just crazy places that you're thinking, why are they listening to us talk about money on a podcast?
And what the hell is Thanksgiving?
Well, yeah, that too. Yes. I think everybody knows. I've shared that, we traveled and Black Friday was kind of everywhere. We've traveled internationally. So yeah,
it's taken over.
I think they're hip to this Thanksgiving thing.
Consumerism has taken over the world. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, so we wanted to do a little fun podcast today for Thanksgiving, something a little light, and maybe share a few little trivia bits that, you know, you can share around the Christmas table. You know, maybe you might be even be able to, like, score some extra cash in a bet for your Black Friday shopping. I don't know.
Or at the dinner table?
Yeah, I'm not, you know, advocating, you know, betting and gambling, but, you know, if it happens to help you out financially, why not, right?
Well, I mean, if you're just hanging out in between stuffing yourself and getting the meat sweats and then waiting an hour or so to have a turkey sandwich, you know, later on, then you could, you know, maybe have a little friendly bet amongst the family or something like that.
Yeah, I'm going to try to avoid those meat sweats. Yeah. They are not fun, especially as a girl. I know you guys have, like, a different ability to
as long as you have stretchy pants, you're good.
Yeah, so President Lincoln proclaimed Thanksgiving a national holiday on October 3rd, 1863. I had no idea.
We think that it has been around since the Pilgrims. That's basically what people always say. But it's been since then.
Right, which actually isn't that long ago. I mean, I would have thought it would have been a long time ago, but,
right,
you know, that's, you know, literally just over 100 years ago, we've been, consuming massive amounts of turkey and cranberry sauce.
Yeah, exactly.
So speaking of food, a little trivia for you. What do you think is the average amount of calories consumed on Thanksgiving?
I'm going to go with 3.
3?
3 calories, yes.
3 calories, wow. Yes.
Well, if you add maple syrup, like Buddy the Elf does, five calories.
Wow, that is...
Just leave the jokes to me. Thanks.
That is drastically under the amount of calories consumed. It's actually 4,500 calories.
Well, that was close.
Yeah, I think you might as well just be like running on a treadmill while you're eating, and you may get close to burning half those calories off.
That's why you go run through the mall on Black Friday the next day. Not even the next day, the same morning, or I guess it's the next morning, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, like, or you get
3 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, whatever, yeah.
You get a finger workout, like trying to, you know, type to all of your favorite online stores, like fast enough before they sell out of whatever you're interested in.
But if you actually go to the mall, then you can burn some more calories there. So
yeah, and I know one of your favorite things about Thanksgiving is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yes, and the last 2 years in a row we've been in Europe, so we haven't seen the Macy's Day Parade.
Oh, darn.
And for some reason, you don't ever want to watch it. Who doesn't want to watch dancing Broadway and balloons? I mean, come on. Hello? That's like, that is Americana if I don't know what Americana is. Come on.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But did you know that actually the first year for the Macy's Day Parade?
Wait, I do, because it's on the sheet right there. That's good.
You just cheated. Yeah. It's actually 1924. Yeah. But did you know that it wasn't called the Thanksgiving Day Parade? When they started, it was called the Christmas Parade, even though it was on Thanksgiving Day.
I actually didn't know that.
Darn.
Didn't know that. Well, it wasn't always it's always been in Macy's, though, right?
Yes, it has.
It's always been Macy's. Yeah, that's awesome.
All right, so there are some crazy numbers behind Thanksgiving, and some of these actually kind of blew my mind. So 52 million turkeys are consumed in the U.S. with the average cost per pound at $1.20. That actually seems a little bit low, but 52 million turkeys?
No, that's about what it is. You mean the numbers of turkeys or number of cost it costs?
No, the cost number of turkeys.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And 254 million turkeys are raised in the U.S. each year.
Yeah.
And 4.85 billion is the total value of turkeys produced in the U.S. yearly, and 16 pounds is the average annual turkey consumption by Americans. So we eat a lot of turkey.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's eat 16 pounds. You're definitely gonna get the meat sweats. You know, so.
I don't think that's eat 16 pounds all at one time.
It depends. I mean, if you're watching Man vs. Food or something like that, you could have a meat challenge.
But I love turkey, so I guess, I probably eat over 16 pounds over a year.
Probably. I mean, it's a lot healthier, so we eat a lot more of it. Yeah, exactly. I love turkey.
So we've got those crazy turkey stats, and now we've got some crazy food stats. So 2.98 billion is the total U.S. spending on Thanksgiving dinner food. So we've obviously embraced this holiday, you know, and of course the American consumerism. We're like, oh, all right, a holiday where we can buy stuff and eat and, you know, invite people over to eat.
Right. And did the pilgrims that came over and took the country away from the other people that used to actually live here, did they spend that much money too?
I don't think that's – I don't think we're covering that in this podcast.
Right. Does that equal Christmas spending? Did you see that at all or –
It does not.
Okay, because it seems like we – I mean, Christmas, obviously, we have a big meal, but this probably seems like the biggest meal. Like, we have to have, you know, four carbs with this and that and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, because so. Christmas, a lot of people have different Christmas exactly, traditions. They may do, like, a ham or they may do, like, enchiladas, a breakfast thing. Enchiladas. Yeah.
Right.
Pizza.
Right.
You know, they may
That's
do
what I was
kind
of thinking. Yes.
Something different. But actually, this one kind of blew my mind. So 659,340 tons of green beans are produced annually for all of those like green bean casseroles. Like green bean is like the most used vegetable.
I think because if you can't or your Aunt Irma, you know, then that's the only thing you make. You're gonna bring your pot of that and stuff. So or if you can't or if you don't know how to really make anything, you're like, oh, I could see that on the back of that onion can and I'll make those.
Yeah, and this next stat, it's going to actually make me think about opening a pumpkin farm. So $118 million is the value of pumpkins produced annually.
Yeah, well, I think pumpkins, one thing, but I think, I mean, are we going to really love pumpkin spice 2 years from now?
Or is it going to be kale? Some people are going to swear by it.
I think it's oversaturated. It's in Cheerios. It's in everything else. No, it's nasty. It's wrong. Pumpkin spice is wrong. We need to ban it. We need to build a wall around pumpkin spice.
I like pumpkin spice.
Well, I know a lot of people do, but I'm just saying that I like the smell of it, but I don't like the taste of it. But it's oversaturated. It's crazy. It's too much.
Yeah, and I know you don't like these next two things a lot, but I do. So 2.4 billion pounds of sweet potatoes are produced annually, and 7.6 million barrels of cranberry are produced each year.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean those are good things, but I'm more of a stuffing, potatoes, turkey, gravy,
hence the
bread,
4,500 calories.
Yes, exactly. That's all I need. I'm good.
Did you know though that Butterball actually has a hotline, and they get more than 100,000 phone calls each November and December?
Yeah,
I didn't even know you could call Butterball, but I actually really do now want to call Butterball about something. I don't know what I want to ask them, but
you can. I mean, there's all kinds of things. I know how much. I mean, do you put too much salt? Too much whatever? I mean, how long do you leave it in? How big it is? All that kind of stuff like that.
That's
I mean, come on. If you could track Santa online with military radar, why not call about your turkey?
Yeah, I guess you could ask, like, preparations and what's the best way.
A turkey is actually one of the hardest things to make. I mean, it's big and it's also easy to dry out, so it makes sense to me.
The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless, 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, But now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process, helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me, and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Whatever you're saving up for, a CD from Sandy Spring Bank lets you grow your savings at a guaranteed rate. Right now, earn interest at 4.5% APY on an 8-month CD special or 4.25% APY on a 14-month CD special. Learn more at sandyspringbank.com/CD specials. Minimum opening deposit to earn the annual percentage yield is $500 for the 8-month CD special and $2,500 for the 14-month CD special. Member FDIC.
I'm really curious, though. I think we need to call the Butterball Hotline.
Yeah.
Just because.
Yeah.
So, obviously, it's no secret that we love to travel. We've traveled the last couple of Thanksgivings. I'm kind of having a little bit of jitters that we're not traveling this Thanksgiving. It feels a little odd, actually. But there's some really interesting stats about traveling over Thanksgiving. So, more than 46.3 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more to eat some of that turkey for dinner.
Yeah. Well, and I think, actually, this morning, actually, I meant to actually tell you this. I think the numbers are, I've gone way up. They said this is a 10-year high. AAA says that there are actually people traveling on the road, let alone people traveling in the air. It's also another 10-year high as well.
Yeah, that's crazy. And the average American will spend about $67 on travel this year for Thanksgiving, which seems really low to me.
Yeah, I think usually on a regular day at traffic, we get about 43 million people on the freeways here in Los Angeles.
Yeah, if you've been on Facebook at all in the last 24 hours, I know that it's gone kind of viral now, a shot of the 405 freeway here in Los Angeles on Tuesday night, I believe.
Was that real? I don't think that was real. I think that was passed.
I think that was real. Well, nonetheless,
that looks like a regular day anyway.
It's a pretty accurate description of what we go through here. So hopefully, if you're one of those that is traveling and driving, you're not driving on the U.S. 405 freeway in Los Angeles.
Right.
So a little actually like good tip, you know, there's always a debate over using credit cards or debit cards when you travel, especially around the holidays. I know a lot of people ask us questions about that, but most consumers don't know that they have all of these benefits with their credit card that actually comes in handy over the holidays. If you're stuck somewhere, you know, if you get a flat tire, if you need to rent a car. But credit cards have these benefits, like they have price drop protection. So when you're shopping, you can make sure you get the great deal. They have extended warranty covers. You don't have to fall prey to all those, you know, they try and, I was going to say scam. It's not a scam, but they try and get you into all those, you know, extended warranties. They've got coverage for damage or stolen items. And travel insurance, which is a really big deal, especially if you're traveling, you know, internationally, to be able to have that coverage is really good. So,
right, those good tips.
I think we say two thumbs up to credit cards. Just use them the right way. So I love this next one. How many places in the U.S. are named after turkey?
Is it more than three?
It is more than three. It's actually four. So the number of places in the United States named after the holiday's traditional main course, we've got Turkey Creek in Arizona.
Are you guys listening in Turkey Creek?
I hope you
are. Send us a message.
We've got Turkey City, Texas.
They do turkeys bigger there.
Oh, not to be done out by Turkey Creek Village in Louisiana. Well,
it's a full-on turkey village there, so yeah.
And Turkey Town in North Carolina.
Right. I actually had no idea there was any cities named Turkey besides the country Turkey, and that's not in the United States, right?
That is not.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Yes. Just making sure.
There are also 11 townships in the U.S. with Turkey in their name. We don't have to name them all out. But the point is that Turkey is everywhere.
Seriously.
And so, you know, after you've eaten your meal and you've got on your stretchy, comfy clothes and you're like sitting down and you're trying to lull into a sleep, but you know that you have to hit the Thanksgiving Day sales, because Thanksgiving Day, actually before Thanksgiving Day, is probably some of the best time to get your Black Friday deals,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So did you know that 30% of the annual retail sales actually happens between Black Friday and Christmas?
Did you say Black Friday or Black Friday?
But I meant Black
Friday. Black Friday?
I can't say that word.
He's no longer the president anymore, so. Okay, I'm curious, though. Like, I'd love to get messages from you guys. who's really going to Black Friday, especially nowadays with online, and we've talked about it and stuff like that. Who's really going to Black Friday sales? And are you really getting some deals? And if you did go to Black Friday, send us a message saying, yes, I got this amazing blah, blah, blah. And, it, you know, TV or whatever, something like that. You know, tell us, like, what is it worth it? Or are you just better to sit online and go, you know, I'm going to get better deals here.
Yeah, because the spending projections are crazy. So they project that $3.52 billion will be spent on Black Friday, and $2.5 billion will be spent actually just on Thanksgiving, which is up 5.39% just from last year.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just about people going there, too. I mean, I passed by Walmart, today? And on the side there, they had their barricades ready to go, probably for tomorrow or the next day or whatever, whenever they open. I think they open like middle of the night or something like that. Whenever Walmart becomes a sponsor of ours, then it will go there. But otherwise, I really don't go to Walmart. But they do have really great deals a lot of times. So that's a good thing. So if you really want to brave the cold and brave the crazy people at Walmart, that's a good time.
Yeah, just make sure you're actually getting a deal and it's actually something you need, not just like the impulsive, like, oh my God, it's 60% off, I got to buy something.
Right, or they have like five TVs for whatever, $100 or something like that. I mean, are you going to get the five, you know, one of the five?
Probably not, yeah. Would be my guess.
Right.
But anyway, we just want to wrap this up. Just hopefully a little fun humor you can share with your friends and family. And again, we just want to wish you a very happy and healthy Thanksgiving. And thank you again for tuning into us.
Yeah, it's been now over a year that we've been going 5 days a week. So we thank you so much for your listenership and your ears and your time and putting up with the dumb jokes and everything. And then the smart one.
Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.